If not, isn't it shameful if a higher level existence will bow to a lower echelon of fellow like that? That's why they bowed. In our story, when we say they bowed and God told them to bow, because it is supposed to be like that. I mean, we are telling that story, we are not reporting, remember. We are creating a story to talk. Therefore, we say all the angels, they bowed, except one, the logical fellow, the Satan. Logically, he didn't accept the priority of a human being. Why? Rumi told you, he said, because he saw the body, he didn't see the breath. The silly fellow didn't understand that this is a pot, this is a container. He didn't carefully look what's in it because they didn't let him. Do you remember? He wanted to go in. They said, this is a forbidden place for even Satan. That's what the heart is. And that's what makes us different. Yes?
Paul's, it would not be at all a suitable thing to command the superior to worship an inferior. How can the justice and kindness of the Maker approve that a rose should fall down and worship before a thorn? Since the Spirit has become superior and has passed beyond the utmost limit, the soul of all things has become obedient to it.
It didn't make sense to me, because the word superior over there was a little bit tricky. Here the word is so simple that when this John will grow more, will increase, that's afzun. It has nothing to do with it's simpler, because he's saying something. He's saying that I told you that John is not a fixed stuff. John is information in practice, and the fellow well informed has more John, right? So John is relative. By increase, this John could pass the end. Entaha means the end. It will increase and it will pass the limit of the end. Then everything will obey him. When a fellow passes a limit, John will be so much that it goes beyond the limit, then everything will obey that John. That John becomes master. Yes?
Birds, fish, jinn, and man, because it exceeds and they are deficient. The fish makes needles for his mantle, threads follow needles.
Means what? All those animals, remember, they are adjective for some special explanation about a part of us. It's the fish. The fish is the fellow that lives with the water, lives in the water, depends on information and that kind of stuff. The bird is the thought, always, right? And the jinn, pari, angels, these are adjectives to teach us a lot of stuff. All of these are following that breath, that John, that informed fellow. Why? Because that fellow is in the increasing business and these others are in decreasing business. Because this fellow, they always think about what is missing. What is the shortage? What do we not have? Remember that the woman in the book one said the woman looks about the non-existence only. So he will not see this one. She will see that one. Yeah. Now let's go back to the story of Abraham again.
The rest of the story of Abraham, son of Adam. May God sanctify his spirit on the seashore. When that emir saw the sheikh's command take effect and the coming of the fish, he fell into an ecstasy. He said, "Ah, the fish know the piers. Fie on a person who is an outcast of the court. The fish have knowledge of the pier, and we afar, we damned to lack this fortune, and they blessed."
What happened? Do you remember the beginning of this last chapter? I started to say this is the last chapter. He will talk about the miracle, he will talk about the magic, and blah, 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 all of that. What was the title of the paragraph, the first paragraph that I showed you, say, this is what it means? He put the title of the paragraph very clearly over there. Do you remember? Anyone? The beginning of enlightenment of a seeker. Remember? He was talking about how you will start to be enlightened. And you were thinking how? And you were waiting for what? For some logical explanation, some real material to understand, and some orders to do, and all that, right? And he said, it's none of those. None. Then what it is this one. He told you all. What was that? Yeah, he said it all. But you didn't listen because you were busy with this story. Let's read it again carefully this time.
When that emir saw the sheikh's command take effect and the coming of the fish, he fell into an ecstasy.
Means, ladies and gentlemen, as I told you several times, this is not a matter of understanding. You will be lucky if, when the moment arrives and you witness something, something in you moves. So enlightenment starts with ecstasy. Ecstasy of witnessing something that you don't understand. This is what happened to this emir. Remember? He criticized, but with a good intention, right? And he was a good man. Therefore, he was shown something bizarre. It is bizarre that somebody who is sawing to drop the needle and ask for it. He did it. All those fishes, golden eels, blah, blah, he saw it, right? Then, he didn't say anything. He explained it, blah, 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 to write to another paragraph, to start with this, that, oh, let's go back to the story. I was talking about what? About the Abraham. Okay. It goes like this. When this fellow witnessed that strange stuff I told you, it started with an ecstasy. He felt something here. Go back, book one, when the messenger of Julius Caesar is coming to see Omar, remember? Omar was sleeping under the tree. He started to feel something here, which was a mixture of fear and liking. Respect was something like that. He felt something. This is what it is. In a single moment, either you're alert when you witness if something will be shown to you, you get it, or you could miss your chance. That's how it is. Here, this fellow, by witnessing, experienced some information is in this, right? Do you remember we talked about some other kind of understanding? Is this? He felt something inside. then he said, ah, what a pity, because the fish knows about them, we don't. Do you remember fish is a fellow who is deep in the water, lives with the water, and knows only the water, and it's the only one which will never give up the thirst. So he is always thirsty about the ocean. And what is the attitude of the ocean? It's thirsty about this fish. They're looking for each other. So this fellow knows about the peer, but we don't. Oh, shame. The fishes should understand, and we should be far from that. So we will be the miserable, and the fishes will be the happy fellows. These are the thoughts. We could explain it for hours. Don't worry, not today, but maybe once. So these are the thoughts that you should understand that. Me, I don't get it because I'm not the fish. I cannot get it because I'm not the most intelligent and the most knowledgeable fellow on the earth. I'm missing some opportunity here. The fishes will be happy. Why not me? These are the thoughts, right? Then the action is what? He bowed. Do you remember that bowing that he said, this is not something that will be given to anyone. You have to have the taste for it, to come down, to let go of the inflated ego, that stuff. And he went away while crying and being crazy, because he became mad of what? Of the love of the opening of the door. Suddenly he realized that, oh my God, he opened the door for me to see that this is the state of being and I don't get it. So suddenly the ecstasy and becoming crazy that, ah, the door is open for me. Fatha bow. Yes?
He bowed low and departed weeping and desolate. He became mad for love of the opening of the door. Then, oh you with unwashed face, what about you? What are you about? Whom are you combating and envying?
The word is not envy, it's jealousy. We talked about it. And he was talking about, two paragraphs ago, he was talking about this, right? That, in a way, if I show you someone, I say, look at him. The fellow is enlightened. You will become jealous. Unknowingly. But you volunteer to criticize him. Because you're jealous. Because that's what the animal is. Here he will say, okay. He goes back to that story that, listen fellow, this guy, by witnessing, he got mad and ecstasy and he was enlightened. What about you silly stupid fellow who are jealous with every single of them? What are you talking about? You who haven't washed your face even. Yeah. Yes?
You're playing with the lion's tail. You're making a foray against the angels.
You don't know what you're doing. When you're criticizing a peer, you are playing a very dangerous game. It's like playing with the tail of a lion. This is beyond your limit. It's like fighting with angels. Yes?
Why are you speaking evil of pure good? Beware, deem not that lowness to be eminence. What is evil? The needy, despicable copper.